Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, yeah. Fast breaks, baby. Yeah. Let's go. Let's do this.
Let's go.
Yeah. By the way, have you guys have both been to L.A., correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Pete, you have a private jet. Okay. I'm gonna list off a few events. Okay, leading into this first fast break. So you ready? L.A. Dodgers hosted the New York Yankees game one at 5 p.m. on Friday.
Yeah.
The Lakers hosted the Phoenix Suns at 7 p.m. USC played Rutgers at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum at 8. SoFi Stadium hosted their annual East L.A. Classic between two major high school football squads. And David Gilmour was at the brand-new Intuit Dome, and ELO was at the Kia Forum at 7:30. Dave, we'll start with you. Is L.A. the worst sports and entertainment city when it comes to traffic?
Wait. Who's David Gilmour?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
Come on.
Seriously. Am I old or am I young? Which
is it?
Isn't
he the corner for the Vikings?
Oh, my gosh.
No, wait a minute. That's
Pink Floyd, guys. Pink Floyd.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
oh,
okay. Yes.
What was the question?
Is LA the worst sports/entertainment traffic city in the country?
I haven't been to LA for work. I have been to New York for work, and I would say New York is worse. But I mean, I've been to LA. The traffic is awful, and I have friends who live out there who basically say, "Don't even bother with a GPS because traffic just changes it. It'll take you a half hour to go a mile." So I'll say. It's not the worst. I would say New York is, although Chicago is pretty bad too. I'll go with New York, but I can't imagine. I just wonder how do you get anywhere quickly in that town?
Dave, you know, I lived in Chicago. I lived in New York, and I've spent a lot of time kind of halfway lived in Los Angeles. They're the worst.
Are they?
Los Angeles is terrible. And when you read off all those sports events at once.
Yeah.
The possibilities of that don't exist even in Chicago obviously there's some baseball stadiums and so forth nearby, and you've got Soldier Field, but it just wouldn't happen like that. I can't even imagine trying to get to any of those stadiums.
There was people talking about how they paid, you know, $70-$80 for parking, but they said, what's the point of paying that when you can't get to the venue on time?
You can't get there,
you're already parked on the one or the,
the media did label it Carmageddon. So that is.
I'm really interested to see how they do the Olympics there coming up, because I know it's going to be, they're going to basically shut down traffic around the venue. So and you can only get to a certain road to get into the venues if you have a pass. But I mean, it's just going to be a gong show.
Oh, it's going to be terrible. But I tell you one thing, guys, if you've not ever been, SoFi Stadium, holy smokes. Now, that is an unbelievable place.
It looks almost like U.S. Bank Stadium as far as being, you know, trapped in a can of sardines when it comes to the heat, because that's nothing but plastic on the top, so it just radiates.
But you can open the doors.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Pete, we'll go to you for this one. At long last, the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, has elevated Dalvin Cook from the practice squad and will make his season debut against the 49ers. The four-time Pro Bowler definitely has seen better days since leaving the Vikings. Underutilized in the Jets system and played one playoff game with the Ravens last year. How do you see the return of Dalvin Cook playing into the Cowboys system?
You guys know that I love Dalvin Cook. Mm-hmm. I think the world of him. I think he's one of the better running backs in all the NFL, and now he's getting a little bit older, obviously. So, you know, that breaks down faster than anything for any position, I think, is running back. So it makes it that much more difficult. That all being said, I think Dalvin still has it. I think he's got that charisma. He's got that ability, and I think he wants to prove something. And the 49ers defense isn't what they've been in the past. So because of that, I think Dalvin Cook could have a pretty big day.
Dave.
I don't.
Oh, come on, Dave.
Listen, I want you to have – I know how much you love Dalvin Cook, but I saw nothing in the last year or two that really impressed me from him. Hmm. They're also not a particularly amazing rushing team.
No.
And I don't know if that's because of the line or if it's because of just bad running backs. But, I mean, they have not been particularly good – rushing the ball this year. I think, a lot, at least over the past couple games, they're averaging, just a couple of yards per carry, nothing big. So I think it's not as much about him as it is about the fact that he's just going to have a real tough time running in an offense that's not very good at rushing the football.
All right. Well, we'll talk about this a little bit more as well, but it took a 7-game point streak to end the Wild's historic run here in the first stretch. Now 5-1-2 on the season, Dave. I, like many probably on Twitter, coined it not weird, wild as far as their game yesterday, because it was a weird one. Lost in the mix are the defensive mishaps of the game, and Gus Bus just having an off night at 5-1-2. Are the Minnesota Wild, Dave, making you a believer early?
They are for me. I was looking this up before the show today. I think most people expected them to not even make the postseason. And again, like, we're really, really early in the season. However, they've played some and won against some really good teams. They beat the defending Stanley Cup champions handily with Bobrovsky in net. They beat Tampa. And they're playing this – basically, they've had two home games, and the entire rest of the month has been on the road, which is probably the other reason why they kind of had a slow start. I mean, this is just road game after road game after road game. They've been gone since the beginning of the month. So it's still too early for me to tell how good this team is going to be and whether they're going to be a playoff team or not. But considering the fact that they had injuries to Jared Spurgeon and Joel Eriksson-Ek as well during that stretch, I think that it really bodes well for the way the team started the season.
I think what impresses me, both guys right now when I'm looking at this, is Kaprizov's looked great, Boldy's looked great, Zuccarello's looked great, Rossi's looked great.
Yeah.
When you've got that going, that kind of mojo, it gives you an opportunity to have the kind of record that they've got right now. Can they do it for the whole season? They got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And the guy I love, Jake Middleton, the fact that that guy as a defensive man is actually doing things on the offensive side, that's pretty impressive.
Dave, I don't know if you mentioned this already in your point, but I did see Russo's tweet yesterday. I thought it was maybe a typo. Is it true we've only had like 3 or 4 penalties all season?
If Russo says it, it's true.
That's true.
I mean,
he knows.
I know better than that.
It's a great way to not have to worry about your penalty kill.
Yeah.
You just don't take penalties.
I just want to point out that is an exact opposite of what the Wild's game has been the last couple of years. As far as there was some undisciplined play at the end there with Zuccarello, et cetera, but like, a lot of that can be called into question. I know
Flino
said something in the post game about it, too.
Yeah.
He wasn't too happy
when
about
you're
it.
Winning, it's easier to not take penalties, right? Because you're just kind of staying out of the fray. So that probably has a lot to do with it, that they're able to just beat, which says about that they're a disciplined team. But penalties don't often come if you're playing well.
Pete, do you like bowling?
Oh, here we go. I feel like Pete's a great bowler.
That's the best part about Josh is you just don't know where he's going.
Yeah. I love this already.
Yeah, I just got a text. The Nielsen ratings are through the roof right now.
Wait a minute.
For a radio show?
Yes.
Nielsen. I don't think – are we Nielsen's for
radio? I don't know how it works. I just know I'm due for a Marconi.
Well, although it would be great Nielsen ratings because nobody has to look at us. So that's probably why it's so good.
Yeah, and I'm at the top of that list. Anyways, Pete, do you like bowling? That's the important
question. I do like bowling, actually. I never do it for the most part.
Well, Deion Sanders has taken his team bowling this year, it sounds like.
Oh, yes. That kind of bowling.
The Colorado Buffalo have clinched a
That's epic, man.
The Buffs have clinched a bowl berth with their win over Cincinnati last night, 34-23. Shadur Sanders, with his version of the flu game as well. So apparently, he had the flu at one point throughout the week. Did practice once before preparing for the Bearcats. Pete, are the Deion-led Colorado Buffs finally entering their prime.
Oh, that's just – that's rich is what that is.
Yes, yes.
You know what? They're playing better than I expected. I saw them early in the year, and I looked at the team, and I thought, you know what? Nebraska game was the one that I watched the closest.
Yeah.
They just didn't look all that great then, but they seem to be improving. They seem to be doing the right things. They've got those players. Obviously, they've had some health injuries as well that have been a bit of a factor, but they've cut right through it. They're 6-2. I mean, that's pretty impressive, really. I'm impressed with what the Buffaloes have been able to do so far this year.
I'm not.
Really? I mean, they're 6-2, Dave.
Yeah, with wins over North Dakota State.
Well, that's early.
Colorado State.
Yeah.
Overtime win over Baylor.
Yeah.
Central Florida. Arizona. Cincinnati. Like, come on.
They can only play who's in front of them, though.
I know, but I'm still not impressed with those victories. They barely beat North Dakota State.
Yeah, that's true.
Back at the beginning of the season.
That's true.
Also, has Pete ever broken a bowling pin?
No.
No? I bet if you really got behind one,
I just want to point out the stock market star said something I said was rich. So I just want to point out the irony of that. That is all for the fast breaks for now.
That's too bad. That was fun.
That was fun.
All right. We'll take a quick break, and we'll have Andy Greeter on coming up next. Talk a little more Gopher football. You listen to the Huddle on.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, 3-0 WCCO.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.